Thank you, Brother Vijay. And it's lovely to see all of you. And I think the Gyansrover residents are also very happy to see a big gathering of Baba's children from across the world, because they tell me sometimes that they keep Gyansrover reserved for us, but we don't fill it. And then sometimes we overfill it. But this time it's just right. Everybody comfortable? Yeah? Okay. So, beautiful subject. Do I love the drama? We all say we love Baba. And some would say that we are learning to love ourselves. And then loving the family becomes a number wise story. But how many of us would say we love the drama? Slowly, slowly, I see hands going up. And the reality is that it takes time to learn how to love the drama. So it takes time to know Baba. That's also a fact. We can know Baba, yes, Baba's Shiv Baba, Baba's all the titles, all the qualities. But to actually get that feeling and that experience of being with Baba, that surely happens gradually over a period of time. But also, learning to love ourselves, because we tend to look at our weaknesses, our defects. That's generally the case with Brahmins. But gradually we learn that that's also part of the soul's journey. And let me learn to deal with those gradually, quietly, and it'll work out. So to learn to love the drama is part of the journey. I know that I wouldn't always have said that I love the drama. Or I would have said, I love the drama sometimes. But of course, that's not good enough for Baba. Baba does not like this word sometimes. Baba likes consistency. Baba likes us to be constant, steady, stable. And so to constantly love drama, I think we have to go very deep inside and understand the self and others and drama. And then we begin to appreciate that every scene of drama is benevolent. There was a situation that happened, and Sister Moini was bringing back a message for somebody. It was big work with the yagya. And so this person said to her, well, it's drama. And Didi Moini said to them, well, Baba would say it's beneficial drama. And at that time, the person was polite and said, okay. But I think after some time, then the person began to appreciate, and now that person says, yes, it was beneficial drama. And so very, very often there's a time lag between something happening and at that moment my reaction, and sometime later, maybe a long time later, maybe a few minutes, a few hours, a few days, a few months, then I say, yes, it was benevolent drama, beneficial drama. And so the extent to which I love the drama genuinely from my heart, then that time lag shrinks. And instead of waiting for a few days to see the benefit, and that time, of course, is lost, because in the period of time that I'm coming to terms with the drama, what's the quality of my yoga? What's the quality of my interaction with others? To what extent have I understood Baba's Gyan? If I'm saying, well, drama shouldn't be like this. So you can see how deeply drama is connected with all the different subjects. Another example is of somebody who is very, very distressed about something. And a few days later, I met with them After a few days, they didn't want to meet anyone. And after a few days, they'd come to terms with it. And I said, "What made you shift?" And she gave me a very honest answer. She said, "I thought to myself, if I carry on experiencing sorrow, how can I ever do Baba's service?" And so that awareness that if I'm to serve, what is service? I'm bringing souls closer to God so that souls can take benefit from God. And if I'm distressed and unhappy about anything, something, anything, then it means that I can't come to terms with Baba being the bestower and my teaching others that God is the remover of sorrow. I just wouldn't be able to speak to them about it. I wouldn't be able to help them understand anything. So this person said that it was just this thought that how can I serve others if I let myself continue to be unhappy? And so you can see that acceptance of drama, and not just acceptance of drama, gritting your teeth, "I suppose I have to tolerate this, I suppose I have to bear this," but really accepting drama as it is and knowing that it's beneficial. And in that awareness of knowing benefit of drama, then yes, I can say that I am Baba's child and I know that time is on my side and I know that drama is helping me move forward. So drama is absolutely critical to our spiritual journey. I remember at one point thinking, you know, if I teach people about soul and I teach people about God, then why do I need to teach them about drama? Because drama brings so many questions. Is that right? Who's had the experience that you're teaching and people love the concept of soul, they love the concept of God, and then when it comes to drama and all the concepts that are connected with drama, especially the repetition of drama, never mind 5,000 years, you know, that's a statistic, it's a figure, it's okay. But the drama is repeating and it repeats identically. And how many have had students who've got stuck with that? No one? I had many students who got stuck with that. Some are nodding their heads. They don't want to put this for whatever reason. It's okay. But at that moment, of course, I didn't take a unilateral decision and say, okay, that's what I'm going to do. I was fortunate I could discuss things with Dadi very openly. And she said that if you don't teach them about drama, they won't ever be able to put a full stop to negative thoughts. And that made sense, that it's the three dots that Baba speaks about often, the soul and God and drama. And if I only have two dots in place and I don't have the third dot in place, how is anybody ever going to learn how to be able to take maximum benefit from Baba's teachings? And so gradually, it took me a while, but gradually I had to teach myself the fact that drama is not just drama, but drama is sweet. And drama is benevolent. And it's not so easy to come to that total acceptance, because so often things happen that you don't want to happen, whether it's other people who are doing something or whether something happens in terms of your own karma and something from the past shows up in some form or another. And things don't happen just like that. They happen because of my drama, my karma. And so things show up that are not very comfortable. And so at that moment to say, it's drama. And it's sweet drama. It's beneficial drama. There's a situation that's happening now, and a similar thing had happened about 20 years ago, and it wasn't personally me, but it's a situation in the yagya. And 20 years ago, when it had happened at that time, I remember being very concerned and having many, many thoughts about what's going to happen, how are we going to deal with this, how is it going to get resolved. And there were others who were involved, and so we would talk about it, discuss it, and then the next step and the next step. And finally, Baba just, we had to put it in front of Baba because it was a big story. And we could do those things in those days. You would have the opportunity to ask Baba something and Baba would give a response. And Baba said, just stay positive. Don't think about anything else. And share whatever is positive. And it'll be okay. And it was very comforting to hear Baba say that. And it helped me enormously because Baba is telling me this right now in terms of this current scene of the drama. Just have positive thoughts. Don't worry about anything else at all. And it'll sort itself out. And according to drama, it would sort itself out. Now something similar is happening again. And this time, I'm surprised at myself. Because I see that there are a few others who are trying to deal with it and sort it out. But I'm also seeing that they are having a lot of thoughts about this, 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 and this, and this. And I'm saying to Baba today, it's an experience today. I'm saying to Baba today, well, you've brought me a long way from where I was. And so today, I'm saying to others, it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. Just be patient. Just be calm. Don't have too many thoughts. And that calmness is going to help everybody who's involved. And it's going to be okay. And I'm totally convinced it hasn't yet taken its full course. It can go in many different directions at this point. But I'm able to say it's going to be fine because I know it is. And I'm not just saying that, but I know that Baba's in charge. And so with God in charge, it has to work out and it has to be fine. So drama has, I don't know what I would have done 10 years ago. I can't remember the detail of that. But certainly today I can say that yes, drama is benevolent and beneficial, and it's going to work out in the best way possible. And whatever is going on now is probably a training for what more lies ahead, because things blow up. When Baba says suddenly, it's true. You just don't know what's going to happen. I remember being in Israel this year. It was in July, and Sharon is here somewhere. Yeah, here she is. And we'd been planning for a trip to Israel for a few years, and then COVID came, and then something else happened, and so it became 11 years, I think, before I finally made it back to Israel. 11 years in the region which is supposed to be connected with London. That's a long time. But it happened, and there were people who came here for peace of mind retreat, and the day some of them left here, that was the day that the war started. And I thought to myself, I'm so glad the drama took me to Israel this year and it didn't get postponed for another year. Because the conditions would have been so drastically different. A different world almost. Different feelings, different attitudes. And the people who left here, because they'd been here, they took back that power and that strength with them. And so they were able to, I'm sure, cope in a different way to what they would have been able to do otherwise. So Baba's children are protected. That's a fact. But Baba's children also learn a lot if they trust Baba and just believe everything that Baba tells them. Because after all, who is Baba? The one who knows all the secrets of the drama. And if Baba's asking me to do something, then let me do it at the time that Baba asks. Not a month later, not years later, but at the time that Baba asks. Just one other addition to this line of thought, then there's more things. When Serve Africa happened, who's here from Africa? A few. Okay. Well, the launch of Serve Africa within the Brahmin family was Daddy inviting the group that was going to create that program to London. And I remember the time because it was Mama's Day. Can't forget that date. So it was June and they were there for that event. And the planning of the program, setting it up. And then they continued, and within that first year, so much happened. And I'm seeing some souls who are very much part of that whole journey. After that, Nizar Bhai, he was one of the key people in that. Nizar Bhai would say to me, you know, this was a special year of blessings from Baba, and it was Baba's blessings that made it happen. Baba had met the group soon after that in October in Madhuban and had given a lot of love and blessings, and things just flourished. Everything just happened. And then after that, there were a few countries that still hadn't been touched, and it seemed to be challenging. It seemed to be difficult to reach them. And he would say to me, you know, that was a time that Baba's vision was specially with us and made things move in a very different way to human energy. And now, yes, Baba's with us, of course, but that special moment of blessings seems to have gone by. And so drama and Baba work absolutely hand in hand. You know, when we sometimes ask this question, or Baba comments on it himself, I cannot do anything unless it's the time in the drama. Today Baba's saying, I cannot come earlier. I'm the lever clock, absolutely accurate. I come accurately at the right time, and couldn't come a second earlier or a second later. And so it applies not only to Baba's coming, but in a bigger way to all of us, because I know that I used to have many thoughts about, I wish I'd been there in the days of Karachi. And when we'd say that to Daddy, Daddy used to sometimes laugh and say, you wouldn't have been able to stay, you would have run away. She often told us that. And maybe. But the heart's desire was, you know, I've missed out on something so important. And then, of course, it was the era of Avyakt Bab Dada. Well, Sakar Baba, but then after that, Avyakt Bab Dada. And today also some people say, you know, I didn't get that chance. But if I turn it around and remind myself that drama is accurate, and everyone's part within the drama is also accurate, and my part within the drama and the moment that I came to Baba is also accurate, would it make a difference? Definitely. It takes away a lot of the angst, it takes away a lot of the tension, it takes away the what if. Just to be content knowing that Baba and drama are working together and my part within the drama is also accurate. And wherever it is I am at this moment, again, it took me a long time to learn this lesson. Wherever it is I am at this moment is the right place for me to be. This is the place which is beneficial for me. This is the place that's going to carry me forward and is going to bring me maximum benefit and blessings from Baba and the family. Because usually we have this tendency to think that, you know, things for the first month, few months, it's okay. Then the desire is to move somewhere else. It's going to be better there. The grass is always greener on the other side. But actually it's not. And then when you're actually there the other side, then you realize the value and the benefit of what you'd left behind. But no, where I am now is benevolent and beneficial. And wherever it is Baba puts me tomorrow, there's also going to be benefit in that. And so if I truly understand and accept this lesson, then every day is filled with God's magic. Because the beauty of drama and why we can love drama is because no 2 days are ever the same. I remember a period of time when, for about 3 years, 1969, June, I came back to London, and I then came back to India, September 73. And so it was more than 3 years that I couldn't come to Madhuban. And I'd write to the Dadis and say, can I come? And they'd say, no, this and this must happen before you come. And so I accepted that. But then when I came to Madhuban, it was beautiful. And it was very, very moving and touching for me to see the love with which I was received back home in Madhuban, just Pandav Bhavan. And then I'd look back and I'd remember the things that span of about 3 years had taught me. It gave me the space for tapasya. It gave me the space for knowing myself a lot more. It taught me to let go of a huge amount of ego. And you can never say never, but in the sense that, have I completely finished ego? Have I completely finished anger? Well, I'm sure there's still crevices where these are hidden and they have to be turfed out and sorted out. But certainly a huge amount of ego was squashed and thrown away in that space of time. So even when you're going through a hard time, then later on you realize the value of that hard time. And that's made you who you are. If you didn't have that hard time, you wouldn't be who you are today. So the hard time was also part of the whole story of polishing the soul and preparing it for the next chapter. So what is it about drama that I love? Definitely that no 2 days are the same. And in a way, it feels as if, well, you know, every day I'm doing the same thing. But that's only external. Every day, what am I learning? Every day, what am I grateful for? If I'm asking myself these two questions, then every day is beautiful and every day is fresh and it's new. And so no 2 scenes of the drama can be the same. Just look at the image of the cycle. And when you're here in Sangam Yug, you're looking out there. Then the next point, where are you? You're in Sat Yug, you're looking down here. And then again, you're moving in a different direction. Think about a compass. And you move a step here and your direction has changed. Another step, just one step, and the direction has changed. And so no two spaces are identical. And that's what the drama is. Every moment the compass is changing. And there's something more, something new, something further that I have to learn and move with the drama. If I'm stuck here and the drama's already moved there, but my body is here, but my mind is still there, drama's moved on. It's not the same. It's different. And I'm stuck there. And so I'm going to get heavy. I'm going to feel burdened. I'm going to feel, why are things not happening the way I want? Well, those are my control issues. It's not the drama. The drama is telling me, move on. You can't hang on. You can't control. And so just keep dancing with the drama and you'll begin to love it. And if I'm not dancing with the drama and I'm seeing drama move on and I'm not keeping up with it, then it's very challenging. Life becomes very heavy and difficult. But drama's moving. Let me dance with it and let me move on with it. And it's okay. Next step, next step, next step. And I'll be able to say, yes, I love the drama. Understanding the drama is theory, but loving the drama is then from the heart in a very practical way. And yes, I need to understand the theory. And the way that I understood drama and soul and the link of those things was through the practice of deep soul consciousness. I'd been experimenting with soul consciousness and building up that inner capacity to maintain that awareness of who I truly am and being the soul. And one day, I had this experience of being out of the body, and I, the soul, and the incredible part that's recorded within the soul eternal, no beginning, no end, I am and I will be forever and ever, but also my part recorded within the soul, absolutely there with me forever and ever. And that experience of being in eternity, out of the limits of time. And then I understood that the drama is actually in here, first and foremost. Each one's drama, each one's script is in here. And then, yes, because whatever is in here is then manifest in the material world, then of course, as the clock ticks and the reel begins to open, then my own drama begins to unfold in front of me. But the beautiful thing about Sangam Yoga is that we understand all this. The rest of the time, we don't. And it's good that in Satyuga and Treta, this golden age and silver age, we don't understand this. Because like Baba said, then you'd feel the sorrow of the past and you'd have worry and anxiety about the copper age coming. So better we don't understand this. But then in the copper age, we're asking ourselves many questions. But there's nobody to give us answers. And in the iron age, we sort of throw away faith and ideas about destiny together with many other things that are really superstition. But we also throw away aspects of faith, thinking that that's also part of superstition. And then we come to Sangam Yuga. And here's Baba asking me to believe something that on an external level, you cannot prove. Science is beginning to prove things about consciousness, about the soul, about the power of the mind, and the power of focus and concentration. They've even discovered something that they're calling the God particle, which I don't understand, because God isn't a particle. But they're calling it the God particle, so they're trying their best. But drama, now the repetition of drama, what external proof is there? And so this is partly why the challenge of drama is to understand it first. But then Gyan helps me understand, but also yoga and the experiment of soul consciousness makes me feel it, and I can believe it, because now I've experimented and I've felt it, and it's a reality in my life. And so you watch the drama from here unfold here, and you know that it's the same part that has been repeated. And so, of course, then there's no difference between this part and this part. So if this is repeating, then of course it makes sense that this is repeating. And so this expression that comes in the Murali, it's a Hindi expression, and it's taken from the Sikh scripture. Why worry about something that's never going to happen? Whatever is fixed is that which is going to be. I'm paraphrasing it, but it comes within the Sikh scriptures. But think about it now, at this moment. I belong to Baba, and I have a question. Where will I be when all the upheaval starts? And what the drama lesson is saying to me is, don't think about it. You don't know where you're going to be. Whatever is fixed in the drama is that which is going to happen. So don't be afraid. Don't be anxious. Don't worry about it. You are in the right place at this moment. And at that moment also, you will be in the right place. So the lesson of drama is very beautiful. And as I begin to love drama, I can feel drama supporting me and being my friend. You know, sometimes we play with this word drama. It's got the word ma, mother. So the mother is always benevolent and beneficial. And so drama, when I begin to see drama as my friend, then everything that's moving within the drama truly supports me, and I can feel that. And where I'm having negative thoughts about drama, drama is carrying me forward. It's Sangam Yuga, and that's what Sangam Yuga's about. Time is carrying me forward day by day, moment by moment. But I'm disliking it. I'm hating it. I'm having trouble with it. And so I'm sending out all these vibrations. They're interfering in whatever good is there fixed in the drama. And so imagine you've got a perfect recipe, but you decide to throw in extra pepper or extra salt or extra anything. And there's a perfect recipe, and if you just follow the recipe, whatever would be baked would turn out so beautiful. But you decide, no, I know better than the recipe. And you decide to throw in a bit of... And what turns out is a bit messy. And so what could have been something beautiful isn't as auspicious or as beautiful as it could have been if I just simply accepted that this is the drama and this is the way to be able to move forward. So, just as with God, the more deeply I understand God, the more I'm able to love God. Without understanding all the secrets and the intricacies that God has explained about Himself, how could I love God? God would always be very distant. But God opens himself completely to us and tells us exactly what's going on. And so our love for God grows and grows and grows. The more I understand, the more I can love. In the same way for the self. The more I go deeper within myself, and at one point when Daddy was talking about going deeper and deeper, somebody said to her, "How deep?" And her answer was, "Deeper and deeper and deeper." And so that's what I need to do. Go so deep, deep, deep within the self that truly the original deity qualities emerge and are present in a natural way. Otherwise, yes, I know that I belong to the deity clan. Right? Everybody sure? A little bit unsure? Do I belong here or don't I belong here? No, I reckon that you've made the pilgrimage to Madhuban and you're sitting here smiling, comfortable. So it's because you know that you're part of the deity family, the deity clan. But the qualities of the deity, sometimes they get expressed and sometimes other bits get expressed. So the more I know about what are the other bits that I need to deal with, and I take Baba's help in sorting them out, and the deeper I go, the easier it is to access those divine qualities that I know are there within me. And so I can begin to love myself more and more. And if I can love myself, I can love others too. You know, love thy neighbor as you would love yourself. Does that ring a bell somewhere? And if I'm not loving my neighbors, I'm not loving myself. The reason I'm not loving my neighbors is because I haven't yet learned to love myself. And so the more I understand myself and go deeper and discover those deity qualities and allow them to be natural, automatically I'm going to love my neighbors. Same thing. The more deeply I understand Rama and I'm able to finish the waste thoughts that come with those little questions that arise, what and if and but and maybe, all these little words, one syllable, two syllables, no more than that. But the amount of energy they cost, just reflect on that. What if only, but, and you get an answer and there's but, and you get an answer and there's another but. And so, you know, when mothers are with kids, I sometimes see them, how the child has a question, the mother answers, and the child has a question on top of that, and another one, and another one, and another one. And mothers are human, so they get a bit impatient. But Rama doesn't get impatient with us. The drama persists in coming back to us with the same lesson again and again and again until we learn that lesson and then say, okay, now I understand why it's happening the way it is, why things are going the way they are. And then I can turn around and say, okay, full stop, no more. If, why, what, when, but. And so that time when all those little questions stop and I'm able to put a full stop to all of that, then my mind is clear and clean and now I'm able to see the beauty of the drama. The other thing about drama is being able to be the detached observer of the drama. Today Baba spoke a lot about conquering attachment, and Baba's remedy for that was soul consciousness and Baba's remembrance. Same thing. Detachment means that I'm able to step out of my own part and see the stage. And my awareness of my own part changes as I see the stage in terms of my responsibility and my response. I'm here in this little room and I'm seeing the others in this little space, whether it's a room, a house, an office or a school or wherever it is, but in this little space. And action, reaction is going on all the time. And I say to myself, I'm supposed to be a Brahmin. Why am I reacting this way? But the pressures of that moment are so strong that, again, there's a reaction. And at that moment, it's not so easy to suddenly say to myself, full stop, drama, because I haven't rehearsed it. If prior to that situation, I rehearse, yoga, Baba says, experiment in yoga. And so yes, experiment with all the different relationships with Baba, experiment with all the different qualities of God and be able to experience them. So all that is experiment, but also experiment with soul consciousness, both in yoga, but also at other times through the time of activity. Can I practice not just doing what I need to do, but also taking a moment to step back and not just see this little group here, but see a bigger picture, and my perception will definitely change. When I was here, it was a different perception. When I step out of it and I'm detached and I'm an observer, my perception is very different. And so now I know what I need to do, not in terms of reacting, but in terms of responding in an appropriate manner. And this practice of stepping away and then coming back and doing whatever it is I need to do differently, the more I rehearse this, the more when there is a tense situation, and I don't know when it's going to come, suddenly happens, suddenly. But if I've rehearsed this many times, then when there is a difficult situation, it kicks in and I can experiment again. Can I detach and just be with Baba? Baba uses two Hindi words together very often. Sati, simple word, many of you know it. Companion, Sati and Sakshi, the observer, the one who's watching. If I'm with Baba and I'm also the observer, then Baba teaches me how to respond in a way in which it's not reaction, but in a way in which I'm completing something. I'm in a situation because of whatever karma from the past. An action and reaction means it never finishes. Their behavior stays the same, my reactions stay the same, and the knot of karma just continues. I practice detachment, keeping Baba with me, being the observer, and now that karmic account is dissolving. My response is helping remove the knot, and things get better and better. But I have to sustain that. It's not that 3 times I don't react, and the 4th time I do. But no, steady, constant, again and again and again. So, appreciating that Rama is perfect and benevolent, but also that my part is fixed, but I have to be in touch with Baba to know what the next step has to be for me in this drama. Baba doesn't open up the drama and say, today Baba said, you have many choices, correct. But I need to understand what my choices are and how am I going to be able to respond to Baba saying, okay, make your choice. Do you want to be Satupradhan? And I say, yes, Baba. But then I need to be in touch with Baba so that he can carry me through to that stage from where I'm at now to the Satupradhan stage. Twice in today's Murli, Baba said, Baba's giving you all choice. Do as much as you want. Create as much as you want. Take as much as you want. It came up twice. And so drama is wide, wide open. I can choose where to go and what to do with Baba's guidance. If I say, I want this, then wait for drama to show you another shock. Because drama is not going to listen to what I want. I have to listen to God. And God will tell me what is right. And God will teach me what it is drama wants. And what is the most appropriate thing at this moment. So the story of drama is eternal. The story of drama is entertaining. The story of drama is very enjoyable. But I need to keep my third eye open to be able to see it in that way. The state of the world today. Lucky people would say, well, it's crazy to think that this is enjoyable. And true, all the scenes of horror that you see, none of that is enjoyable on any level. But yet, detach, be with Baba, and you know that what's needed from you is to be able to be Baba's angel and fly up above so that you can give all of them sakash, so that they're able to receive something from God, even though all these situations are going on. Their last memory before they go home, whenever that is, I have no idea, but the last memory for them will be of God's love. It won't be of anything else. It'll be that God has reached them and has given them help and support. And so that's what we need to do now at this moment in the drama. Really let go of all the things that are keeping us down here and keeping us bogged down, and being able to be up above and play the role that drama is now inviting us to play. But you can't just be an angel for them and not for people here. You have to be for everyone. So whether it's Brahmins who need support and cooperation, or whether it's people out there who need the reminder that God is their mother and father and loves them and wants to help them, have to be an angel for all. Because that's then the stage that I have to practice again. Just like we're practicing with the deity sanskars, they're there and we're emerging them. We're practicing using them. Same thing. The soul is Baba's child and has helped Baba in the task of establishment of a new world. Each one of you is Baba's instruments. So the role for the instrument now, Mansa Seva, Baba's angel, the one who's able to give support to others. So who's my support? One has to be. If I'm dependent on anyone, anything here, it's going to be a problem. But if I can have one support, then yes, I'm taking all that I need from one and I'm ready to be able to give to all others. So enjoy the scene of the drama. Enjoy your role in the drama. And say thank you to Baba and thank you to drama for giving us this beautiful opportunity to be God's helpers. Not possible to do that any other time in the cycle at all. Neither to experience God's companionship, and definitely not able to experience helping God in God's work. Baba's giving us that opportunity. So drama's saying, step up and fly up above. It's the need of the moment, definitely. Om Shanti. Let's have 10-15 minutes of meditation.